Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third, the right fielder, Fabian Gaffke. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rube Wahlberg. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second, the right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third, the center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Gaffke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosenthal. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Rosenthal steals second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Cronin steals second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Gafke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to third for the out. Wahlberg moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fabian Gafke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafke is 0-for-1 in the game. Gafke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo now playing second base. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0-for-1 in the game. Peete hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-0 in the game. Wahlberg hits a line drive towards the mound. Kennedy can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Wahlberg goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaffke hits a fly ball towards center. Rosenthal catches it and throws to second to double up Melillo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic is walked intentionally. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cronin for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-2 in the game. Dahlgren hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Dahlgren reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Almaden now playing left field. Jimmy Fox now playing third base. Joe Cronin now playing shortstop. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Wahlberg moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and has Wahlberg trapped. There's the throw to Pete, who throws to Appling, who tags Wahlberg for the out. Kramer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaffke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wahlberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wahlberg moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook now playing left field. Mel Almaden now playing right field. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Lefty Grove now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-3 in the game. Pete is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cronin. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Appling bunts towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Bonura moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-4 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Fox reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dahlgren moves to second. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Dahlgren moves to third. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Almada. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal bunts towards the mound. Grove picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Grove. Krivic scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.